This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One thing which you will see about the Prophet ﷺ is his miraculous ability to induce love after hate. He cast love in the hearts of those who hated him the most. The most. Abu Sufyan opposed him. When the Prophet ﷺ treated him the way he did, Abu Sufyan became a sincere believer, fighting on behalf of the Muslims, even losing an eye in one of the battles. Ikrimah was one of the people. Who was Ikrimah? The son of Abu Jahl. Ikrimah was young, and Ikrimah was a rival of Abu Sufyan for influence and power in Mecca. And in fact, by the time of the conquest of Mecca, Ikrimah was almost a rival leader of the Quraysh in Mecca, because he was from the dominant clan of Banu Makhzum. He was a son of Abu Jahl, Abu al-Hakam. And he was a vital, young, aspiring individual. Ikrimah was so incensed by Muslim victory that he refused to remain in Mecca and he fled. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he vowed even after the conquest of Mecca to continue opposing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ikrimah was summoned by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, invited. He was promised protection, that no harm will come to you. Ikrimah, the son of Abu Jahl, how could he forget his father's enmity to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How could he forget his father being killed in the battle of Badr? How could he forget how his father was decapitated in the battle of Badr? How could he forget all that his father and his family and his clan had gone through with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Ikrimah came, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed him great love and compassion. After that, Ikrimah became such a sincere and staunch Muslim that he openly declared, he said, "I risked my life for the goddesses of Lat and Uzza. Why would I now hold back in risking my life for the sake of Allah?" And he died as a shaheed in one of the battles. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to arouse such love and loyalty that it was unbelievable in his greatest enemies, in all of his greatest enemies. Abu Sufyan was his chief opponent, and his daughter was married to him. Huyay bin Akhtab was his chief opponent from the tribe of Banu Nadir in Medina. His daughter Safiya radiallahu anha came into his household as a sincere living wife. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able, the famous story of one of the tribal leaders of Arabia, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was captured. He was tied up in the masjid. And then after 3 days, whilst tied up to the pillar and observing the comings and goings in the masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave instructions for him to be released. He was released, he went, did ghusl, came back and stood before the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "Before this day, the most accursed religion in my view was your religion. The most accursed and detested city in my view was your city. And the most detested face in mankind before this day was your face. But today I openly declare that of all the cities, yours is the most beloved city to me. Of all the religions, yours is the most beloved religion to me. And of all the faces, yours is the most beloved face to me. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah." And because he was a chieftain, he then sent a message to the Quraysh that "I am now a follower of the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." There are many examples of what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam could arouse in his followers of loyalty and love. And this is it. Love after hate. It was unbelievable. Many hated him. And yet how did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam treat them? The whole city of Mecca hated him, persecuted him, sought to kill him. How did he treat them? He was not a conqueror. He was a messenger of Allah. That's how he entered the city. And when the whole of Arabia lay at his feet, unlike any other conqueror or ruler, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam refused to enjoy the fruits of his victory. Imagine, how did he spend his last 2 years? In praise of Allah.